Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah amma ba'd. Respected elders and brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to come, to prostrate, to bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every single thing, every single human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then put us into this dunya. This dunya is darul imtihan. It is an abode, it is a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test this insan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the level of our iman. How much do we truly believe that Allah is my Lord? How much do we truly believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi, the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And for the sake of testing us, for the sake of trying us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through various conditions throughout our life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah gives us life, and then Allah Ta'ala will one day take our lives. And in between, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah will test and see that what is the level of our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, while we live in this world, we go through various conditions. Allah brings about various conditions. Sometimes a time of ease, sometimes a time of difficulty. Sometimes prosperity, sometimes adversity. Sometimes we win, sometimes we are defeated. Sometimes there are profits, sometimes there are losses. Sometimes there is good health, sometimes there is sickness. All of these are conditions brought about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Every single day Allah ta'ala exhibits and Allah ta'ala shows us his sha'an, his great power, that everything is in the qudrat, in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala tests us in this way to see that when these conditions come about, when we are on the upper hand, when we are making profits, when we are gaining, will we attribute our gains, our wins to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or will we attribute it to ourselves? That is my, through my doing, my efforts, my intelligence, my wealth that I am gaining in this way. And likewise, when we go through adversity, we face some sort of difficulty, hardship, some sort of loss, at that time, will we attribute this loss, this difficulty to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That I suffered a loss in my business because I did not manage my business properly. I did not plan my business properly. Or we lost this battle because a certain group of our soldiers did not follow the command. So at that time, Allah tests us that will you attribute your wins and your gains to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will you attribute every single thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear brothers, currently we all know what we are going through. We know there is a sickness around, people are getting sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has brought about the sickness. And all the various tests that we are facing as a result of this, be it the economic difficulties, the social distress, be it the issue that is affecting our health, all of this is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is once again testing us that after so many years of good health, so many years of ease, so many years of comfort, I have brought about this difficulty, this hardship, this trying and challenging period. At this juncture, you, O Muslim, O person who for many years was saying that you are the believer in the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Those who said that you have yaqeen, my conviction lies with Allah. Allah is my creator. Allah is my provider. Now when you go through this difficulty, will you attribute this to something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will you reach a state of paranoia where now you totally negate the qudra, the power and yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you say that things besides Allah can do. Remember, my dear brothers, I am not saying that a person cannot get sick. I am not saying a person cannot be infected. But what I am saying, at the time when a person is infected, will at that time, will he attribute it to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what Allah Ta'ala put us into the world, my dear brothers. Now is the crunch time. Now is the true time, the test of the faith of a person. That what will the yaqeen, the conviction, the certitude of a person be? Will he see his success, or will he think that I'm being harmed by things, by the things around me? Or will he put his conviction and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and confess and once again renew his iman? In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Khandaq, the time when the believers suffered a very, very trying time. When the believers suffered a very, very trying time, when Medina Munawwara was surrounded by a large army made up of the various groups that were against the Muslims and Islam. At that very, very trying time, when Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala says, the fear of Sahaba reached balagatil qulubul hanajir, the hearts of Sahaba were in their throats. At that time, what was the words of the lips on Sahaba radiallahu? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This difficulty, this hardship we are seeing, this is what Allah has promised us, that in this world you will face difficulties, ups and downs, peacetime, wartime, you will have all of this. And at this juncture when we are so frightened, so scared, we are not prepared to attribute our fright, our worry to anything besides Allah. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah and His Nabi are true to us. They promised us things that this will happen. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانٌ وَتَسْلِيمًا. This entire situation, it only increased the iman of Sahaba and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala bowing down to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, while we may be taking our precautions, whatever we can, on the other hand, my dear brothers, let our iman not take a beating. In this crucial time, let our iman not take a beating. Let us put everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are no ifs and buts. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will only happen by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants me to get sick, then it's only through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much a person tries to save himself, if Allah wants him to get sick, then Allah will make him get sick. And even no matter how much a person may expose himself to the virus, but if Allah does not want the person to get sick, the person will not get sick. I'm not saying we do not take our precautions. It's a teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we take our precautions. Tower camels first and then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my point is, my dear brothers, after taking the precautions, we should not become paranoid. And it should not cause us to weaken our yaqeen, our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, from all what is happening around us, the biggest lesson or the biggest thing that we should be taking to heart, and the biggest reminder that we should be giving to ourselves, is the kalima la, or the reminder of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That this is definitely a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time, will I pass the test and renew by renewing my yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will I fail and attribute whatever is happening around us to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Daily remind ourselves, in the morning, in the evening, remind ourselves, remind our friends, our families, our children, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers, the time that lie ahead, only Allah knows. But according to the hadith, you know, fitnas will come in waves. So one fitna will come, one test, one trial, one tribulation. And when that one is barely over, another will come. And you think that can be the worst trial this ummah can ever face, and then another one will come. And the only thing that will see a person through these various waves of fitna will not be his wealth, will not be his intelligent, will not be his associate, his families and his friends, but it'll only be the kalima la ilaha illallah. When it culminates with the highest fitna, the fitna of Dajjal, at that time the armies of the Muslims will not be able to stand up against Dajjal. The wealth of the Muslims, the intelligence of the Muslims, the knowledge of the Muslims will not be able to stand up against Dajjal. The only thing that will save a person from Dajjal, before the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the only thing that will be able to save a person from the fitna of Dajjal is his faith and yaqeen in la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So my dear brothers, this entire episode is one test, one bala from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us pass this test by renewing our iman in la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah give us understanding.